take three big deep breaths and just really be present with the present. Really center yourself and surrender to the now moment. So you can lower those brainwave states down to alpha and then theta, which helps with intuition and psychic abilities. So just repeat after me. I call upon the one true authentic Gamalgam. Authentic Gamalgam, please be here with me. Right here, right now. Take your consciousness and I suppose visualize you being up in the sky. You can make out the land beneath and then see a white disc, in other words, a Gamalgam ship, just appear a few hundred yards ahead of you. It's a big normal disc shape, but very bright white light. So now we say to the Gamalgam, authentic Gamalgam, can you please provide the most robust, sturdy protection for me? That darkness, physical or not physical, has no way around. See two tiny little kind of like portals or sparkling bright stars just all of a sudden come out from beneath the ship and they shoot straight down. These two tiny little, barely an inch wide, bright stars. And they shoot down and they travel down and go with them, with your consciousness, all the way down to where your house is, that area, and see it go through the roof of your house. And then see yourself standing in an empty kind of a place, like that virtual reality white background that you saw in the first Matrix movie. And you can have a white background or a violet background, whatever works for you. And see one of these bright stars, one going beneath your feet, just below your Earth Star Chakra, which is a golden brown color. And your Earth Star Chakra is about 12 inches beneath your feet. And see another one go just above your Soul Star Chakra, which is about 12 inches above your Crown Chakra. And just see him situated there. See yourself, side view, whatever view works for you. And then see this intense light just come out from the top bright star and the bottom bright star and come up or come down around your aura, around your toroidal field. So it's not quite round, a little oval, just to make sure it covers everything, both your outer auric membrane, your magnetic toroidal field, that it's all comprehensively covered. And they meet in the middle. And if you're an energy worker, you may even see tiny little quantum-sized grid lines, kind of like the longitudinal and latitudinal lines that you see on a globe of planet Earth. Many layers of it and sort of meshing together and strengthening. And now all you see is this oval white light. And then you see another layer come up of these grid lines and then crossing vertically and horizontally. And then more light between those grid points, strengthening. And feel the sturdiness, feel the intensity of this light. And now see a mirror come up facing outwards from, again, the bottom bright portal or star and the top one, and they come up and meet in the middle, and this mirror bounces off negative beams, negative entities, even fairly high level ones. It bounces them off and transmutes them at the same time. And your outer auric field and toroidal field is kind of adjusting to this, okay? That's the same way that you put on a jacket or a coat for the first time and you sort of tug it here and there for it to feel right. That's kind of like what your ad auric field and auric layers are doing, all right? Because it's essentially an armor. Now, see, kind of like a gray haze is the best way I can describe it. Come out from the bottom bright star and the top bright star, and they meet in the middle. Now, this brown, gray, static is sort of a haze. It gives off an energy signature outwardly, that's fairly neutral, but also very sterile and matrixy. It's your cloak, essentially, to sort of camouflage you. Without, of course, affecting your ability to interact and work with the upper dimensions and our physical planes and your personal guides. It doesn't affect that. And this helps, because this is extra light that these layers of protection and cocoon, they emanate extra light. So you're brighter now, which causes other problems, obviously. The non-physicals or negative non-physicals and even physical 3D technologies can sort of spot you a mile away. So this cloak camouflages you, and it would take fairly high level negative entities to concentrate, really concentrate, and maybe they'll suspect something, but otherwise you won't get noticed. But without suppressing your light, so don't worry about that. You can still be very active. Okay, and now we're going to kind of command and program this technology, highlight non-physical technology, that's sort of like an entity in and of itself in a way. So, repeat after me. I hereby command and program you all layers of protection to protect me and my outer auric field against all levels of darkness, both physical and non-physical, and all forms of negativity, both physical and non-physical, to remain in place, continuing to do all this, even after I take my consciousness off you. Okay, well done.